from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
We have got a Buffalo Bills Football Monday here on WGR. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is not, though, a Bills victory Monday. It's just preseason game number one, but they do fall to the Chicago Bears 33-6 on Saturday afternoon. Allen played the first quarter. My favorite part of the game was that in the middle of a drive, the first quarter ended and the second quarter started, Mitch Trubisky was in. I've never really seen that before. I always thought McDermott would be somebody that would be like, no, no, you're out there, you're going to finish off the drive, what have you.
Allen ran that ball, and they said,
right.
That's enough.
Right.
he's getting antsy. Let's get him out of there.
let's just get him out of there. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here, helping you break it down. Overall, don't really see much to take from this game, ultimately, Josh. It was a game that you could kind of see the Bills went in there without really much of a plan, more of just get everyone to game speed, just kind of, you know, hit other people, what have you, get to do it in front of the fans, have a few of your starters go out there, run a few plays, and get out of there. Ed Oliver had a bit of a scare after being cleared to return. They were like, cool, but no, get a hat on.
I remember on the bench. I hadn't got the game on at that point, and I texted you, and I was like, what happened?
Yeah. You just see that he's out, and you're like, no way.
And I think it's also interesting, because even though they didn't have a game plan, it kind of seemed like you saw a little glimpse of what they want to do with Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel specifically.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Those two looked
exactly how I wanted them to.
Yeah. Like, the screenplay to Samuel and that one diving catch from Shakir, I'm like, yep, do that a thousand times this
year.
Five
total targets, five catches between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I'm happy as a clam about that. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with your usage. Shakir is exactly how I want it to be, which is that he's essentially a safety valve. Yep. He is a faster, quicker, maybe less refined version of Cole Beasley. But remember, the Bills got Cole Beasley well into his career. Mm-hmm. If they can now kind of mold Shakir into, again, a faster, bigger, stronger version of Cole Beasley, I mean, they've got a real serious weapon on their hands. Kincaid didn't really get anything from him. One catch, one target for 7 yards. Nothing really doing there. And Allen threw the ball a total of 3 times, one of which is batted down, and then the other two were completed for 22 yards, one of them being a Shakir catch, the other one, yep, as you mentioned, the screenplay to Samuel. A game was played on Saturday. That is the best way I can describe it. A game was played.
There was live football in Orchard Park.
And that's about it. The Bills ultimately don't have this fun young rookie quarterback that they drafted in like the 6th, 7th round. We'll get to that. You know, so even, you know, getting to the second half, I'm sitting there as a Texas fan going, oh my gosh, I get to watch Shane Buechel hook 'em horns, baby. Let's go.
I saw that tweet and then I was like, oh.
And by the end of the fourth quarter, I was like, SMU can claim them. I'm good. I'm all right. No disrespect. I mean, I'm having fun there, but that's maybe the biggest takeaway I have from that, because even the offensive line, which looked very shaky, I think you can argue they're not really going in there with a plan. They're not necessarily, you know, marking down protections and stuff like that. It's very much just go out there, get up to game speed, stay healthy.
I think that was a lot of the conversation, too, from some of the players in post game is like, yeah, we didn't really have a game plan. We just wanted to go out there and play. And it's like...
And that was clear. That was clear as day.
I get that, but it's also... Maybe don't do that. Maybe have some of a game plan.
I don't love it.
I get you're not preparing for it like a regular season game. But at the same time, this is the time you ramp up to that regular season game style. So you kind of want to have a somewhat normal game day, right? Like, I think that you should probably have, like, half a game plan, a quarter of it. Like, you don't have to go full out and yeah, we got to watch this guy, that guy, and the other guy, because there's so many players that are going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
You have so little time from the starters that you don't know who you're going to be preparing for. But you should just prepare for a like general like wide stroke of this is what we should look for.
Yeah.
This is what you guys need to do. Let's go do it.
Well, I think they had up to that. I think in terms of like everyone knows you're getting vanilla defenses, vanilla offenses, vanilla special teams. Like you're not getting anything special.
Yeah, and that's why I said like when you saw what you saw from Samuel and Shakir, it's like you see a little bit of what they want to do, but you're not seeing the full extent of it. Like,
and I will
can tell like where they're going.
And I will offer this up as somewhat of a defense for the Bills. I mean, it's a preseason loss. I simply don't care. But the Bears also did already play a game. They played their version of the backups. Just go get out there. It's the Hall of Fame game. Just go out there.
Because I mean, their starters, aside from Caleb Williams, played most of the first half. And I mean, the Bills kind of had the same thing. But when you don't have Allen in there, I feel like it's a little bit different, right?
It's
like,
a little bit different, and it's concerning.
Yeah,
that's my for one. Sure. That's my one big takeaway: is the backup quarterback situation is alarming.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with Derek Kramer on Bill's post game on Saturday night too. I understand if Allen's out for the year, sure, you know, use whatever phrase you want: punt on the year, tank for whatever. I get it. You lose the starting quarterback, especially as a superstar, you're probably moving on. I understand. But in the last few years, we've seen teams lose their quarterback for a game or two, maybe up to a month. Allen has picked up knocks and bruises, you know, that maybe should have him out for a game or two. How many times has he talked about his elbow and his shoulder messing up his throwing motion, and he kind of just plays through it? A little bit of a Brett Favre-esque, which, if you ask most Packers fans, look, they love the Iron Man streak from Favre, but there were times he should have sat out and gotten healthy instead of essentially hurting the team. I'm not saying Allen has done that, but I am saying that is a possibility. I look at the Bills' backup quarterback room. Again, week one, we've already mentioned it. It's a very raw and very just kind of get out there and go play. But watching Mitch Trubisky airmail two touchdown passes, almost throw an interception in the end zone on like his first drive was a little concerning, and it only continued. And then you get to Buechel, and as I mentioned, you know, hook him, but no real pop on the passes. There's no real zip. And at times, too, talking with Jeremy White here right before they got out of here, throw the ball, man. Just let it fly. Throw the ball. And that's my thing, is you're going through such a transition with this offense. I mean, that's kind of how this year is being pegged, is it's a transition. You're not a rebuild, not a retool, but a transition. And it's concerning knowing that, like, man, if Allen goes down, like, I don't trust this offense to score. And again, this is off of one preseason game in which we are openly saying, like, it seems like they really, and they kind of openly saying, like, they didn't really come in with much of a game plan. But the throws were bad. They did not look good. I do want to talk to Sal potentially tomorrow about, like, how the backup quarterbacks have looked in camp, because I don't really know if there's even anyone out there that I'd like to go get. I mean, you mentioned right before we started today, like, Ryan Tannehill. I'm good. Really where I'd want them to go, honestly, is kind of do it like the Patriots did. Joe Milton.
Oh, drafted rookie in like the sixth round.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, you know, specifically Joe Milton, but like get somebody that like sort of fits Allen's build, 6'5", bazooka of an arm, raw guy that you can sort of, you know, keep maturing, keep kind of building up, in part an entertainment value for the fans of like, all right, there's at least this young kid who, you know, is blown up camp because he's got this, you know, wicked athleticism or what have you. And it, you know, keeps us engaged into the fourth quarter. But also there's something along the lines, too, of like if Allen does go down, though, they've maybe got another option. And along with that, ask the Eagles, quarterbacks are a commodity. That is a resource that you can use to trade to get a second, third round pick because you've had this guy on your bench that has all these wicked talents and all these physical traits, but never gets to see the field. And then all of a sudden, someone's starter goes down. And you can use that to trade them because they're desperate, you know, what have you. Where right now, it's just, it feels like the Bills treat the quarterback position as like, who knows our offense? Who's a vet that we like and appreciate? You know, they're a nice guy. They're not going to say anything bad. I mean, like, really? The Bills treat the backup quarterback position like most of history has treated the vice presidency, which is like, be nice, don't screw up.
And just hang out.
And just hang out.
Well, and that's where...
Be a vibe. And that's how they treat it.
That's where we look back to our conversation a few weeks ago about the transition the Bills are going through, or what it looks like they've identified as, hey, we got to start to move off of these veteran guys. We got to get rid of, you know, we got to get younger. We have to move off of Mitch Morse, move off of Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. That was the vibe this whole offseason. And then you still go out and you bring back the same backup quarterbacks. And that's something where you don't get younger. Like, I feel like that's somewhere you want to get younger. Because if you can get a, I'm just looking back at the draft here, somebody like Jordan Travis, who the Jets took, basically taking a flyer on him because he didn't play at all last year because of his, or well, he played, but he didn't play the whole year because of his injury.
Yep.
And that's just kind of like a, hey, let's see what happens. He was a great quarterback when he wasn't hurt. Let's see if he can continue to do that after he's back from the injury.
Keep him moving.
And looking at the Jets situation, they have Aaron Rodgers, and then it's time to move on to who? Oh, look, Jordan Travis actually impressed, and now we want to move on with him. Or, if you don't need him, you can trade him for maybe a good value.
Well, and that's why I bring up the Eagles. The Eagles essentially did this with Wentz, with Foles. I mean, like, and they did that for a while of like, you made it a resource.
Right, and you may only get a third or a fourth round pick, but you're still getting something. You're not going to get anything from Mitch Trubisky or Shane Buechele.
No,
they're just going to sit there, and it's
signing them to a year long deal in which you're always hoping they don't play,
right?
But it's just for me, it's along the lines. It's not the season long injuries. I get it. At that point, you probably should be punting on the year. I understand, but it is like those, you know, up to a month long injuries. I mean, we saw the Vikings keep their season alive last year when they went to Josh Dobbs, and even Justin Jefferson was out, and they still were kind of able to keep their season alive. They had a young fun quarterback out there.
And Josh Dobbs went to Arizona and kept doing what he was doing in Minnesota.
Cleveland, ultimately, you know, Joe Flacco is kind of the anomaly there. But, like, you can see teams being able to keep their seasons alive. Deshaun Watson ultimately doesn't come into play the rest of the year. But there's a way to keep your seasons alive.
Yeah.
I don't see that how that would be a possibility with Mitch Trubisky or Shane Buechele. And it was somewhat of an issue I had, like, going into this year. But it was always like, it's backup quarterback, who cares? But watching on Saturday, like, getting, like, the first glimpse of effectively the twos and the threes, it's alarming, especially when you've got a young receiving core who maybe aren't all with the ones with Josh Allen. You know, Tyrell Shavers, I'd like to see a little bit more of. And I feel like I can't because Mitch Trubisky is just not quality enough. Quentin Morris probably should have had a beautiful touchdown. I mean, that's one of the worst throws I've seen in quite a while was when I think it was Trubisky's first drive. And just Quentin Morris is running in the middle of it. Just, there's no one there. It's just a toss it. You're fine. And it's so far over his head, it's partially behind him.
That's the one where he's like falling into the end zone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what about Zach Davidson? You know, continue with the tight ends. Like, he is not somebody that's going to be playing with Allen all that much.
If he's someone that's showed out in training camp, then I'd like to see that on a higher level. If he's showing out with the twos and threes, what's he going to do with the ones? What's he going to do with Allen? And that's where, like, I'd like to see that too. I get to the point where if you have these young guys, if you draft a quarterback in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round, ultimately, like you said, it's not that big of a deal. But it's kind of like that picture of the iceberg where there's a tiny bit above the water. It says, well, it's just the backup quarterback. And then there's this giant rest of the iceberg below the water. It says, what if someone gets hurt? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, that's the basically how that position works when you have a quarterback like Josh Allen.
Oh,
so
Dan just tweeted in, the Patriots employed the strategy of late round quarterback dart throws for a long time. I use the Eagles. I think this might be the one. Castle and Vrabel to the Chiefs for a second. Ryan Mall to the Texans for a conditional seventh. Garoppolo to the 49ers for a second. Brissett to the Colts for Philip Dorsett.
Wow,
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah,
it's a resource. Mm-hmm. There are not actually 32 quality starting quarterbacks.
No,
in the league. But, we all kind of know that.
But
if you can fool a team or make a team think that maybe there's somebody there.
Right. Or if you can say, hey, you might need a backup because your quarterback's aging, and what if he gets hurt? Yeah. This guy, he's not a starter, but he's definitely a backup. Like, it's...
And again, like, I mean, the second-round pick is kind of clearly like the highest you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to get anything more.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
But if you can add a second by just being like, yeah, we drafted a seventh-round quarterback who was completely raw but had all these freak-of-nature tools that made him a five-star prospect out of high school, awesome. And you turn that into a second-round pick, that's free money.
That's trading Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
If you can draft a quarterback and then trade him a few years later for a second round pick, the same price that you traded a star wide receiver for, then there you go. But
it's more talking about it, not even in the sense of like the fear of like Allen's injuries.
No,
it's just the lack of
asset
like,
management.
Yes. There's a lack of like really anything of substance when it comes to the backup quarterback position. It feels like the Bills do just treat it as like, who's Allen's buddy? Who does he like hanging out with in the quarterback room? All right, cool, sign him up. And it hasn't worked. Like, it feels like every offseason, it feels like every offseason going into the preseason, we're sitting here watching these backup quarterbacks going, they're kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm being generous. I'm holding it in, but they seem kind of bad. Case Keenum was one I remember that like started off really bad, but was able to kind of turn it on.
Curved it up
a little bit. But like Kyle Allen, no bueno. Shane Buechel, bad. You know, Mitch Trubisky, I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
I mean, you look at the numbers from Saturday, and ultimately the Bills only throw one interception, but it is a pick six.
And it was bad.
And you also look at the numbers. Between three quarterbacks, they threw for 123 yards. Between four quarterbacks, one of them only throwing 10 yards, the Bears threw for almost 200.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So
they did get a lot of that though from Caleb Williams on that one screen pass.
Caleb Williams had 95 yards.
I think 45 of that was the screen pass to Swift.
But still. You have just a glaring need there, but it's not glaring because there's no immediate impact. right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this is one that just kind of gets overshadowed by the fact that Josh Allen is healthy, knock on wood. And if he isn't, then it's a problem. Right now, it's not a problem. But it kind of maybe should be a small one.
Kyle tweets, in 2012, Washington drafted RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft. It didn't end up dealing Cousins, but tagged him 2 years and needed to use him as a starter. Ultimately, that is because of RG3's injuries. He would have had high value for sure. I agree with that. Like, you 100%. Got to a point with Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I mean, we see it. I mean, he gets away with highway robbery at this point with his guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, he's still playing.
He's still a very good quarterback, and that's the thing. You would have developed him. He'd be in your system. He'd be behind Allen. You know, Joe Brady, whoever your offense coordinator is at that time, you'd be able to build these guys up and, yeah, eventually deal them at some point. If not, as Kyle points out too, RG3 gets hurt. You now used him for a few years. They tagged him for 2 years. I mean, that I remember that saga. That was a whole thing. And actually, full transparency, I was somebody that before the Bills did break the drought, I was all in on potentially going to get Kirk Cousins, all in on him. I was a big Kirk Cousins fan before he got to Minnesota. Huge, Josh. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm just being transparent, you know? Yeah. I'm just being honest here.
Hey, it's okay. We all have our flaws.
It's the same with Sam Darnold. Me and Derek.
Now, I'm with you there. I drafted him when he went to Carolina. I drafted him that year in fantasy in like the seventh round. And everyone's like, what's he going to do? Right. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start him. And then I won my first three games in a row because he was unstoppable.
Carolina has burned me on my 2018 draft takes.
Oh, really?
with Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. Because yeah. Like both times I go to Carolina, I'm like, you know what? That's going to work.
And it works.
Neither time it works.
No, it works for like four games.
Baker didn't even last it four games.
No.
That was a disaster.
Sam Darnold, though. Sam Darnold looked good for like three or four games. And then there he goes.
But that Minnesota game came on, and I was ecstatic to watch Darnold and McCarthy play. I was ecstatic.
But hey, no, but there's another example. Look at Baker Mayfield. Obviously, he comes in as a starting quarterback, as the guy. But now he's bounced around to all these different teams, and now he's with the Buccaneers, and he's the guy again.
He signed a big deal.
Yeah. And obviously, it's a little bit of a different scenario because he was first overall, and it's Baker Mayfield, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not like Spencer Rattler in the fifth round. But at the same time, you still have that ability to move him mm-hmm. and get something for him. In the Browns case, it was a bit different. But I look at all of the guys that go in the later rounds of the draft, even a Stetson Bennett, right?
Like
he had four
though.
Interceptions yesterday, but then he throws the game-tying touchdown.
And it looked good. It looked good.
But
no. He's like, honestly, though, and I'm being serious, he's like the last guy I'd wanted them to pick in like a draft because he's the same as Jake Fromm. Yeah. It's the Georgia quarterbacks. They're the new Alabama where they have no real physical traits. They're the fifth-year senior starter kind of deal. They're just on loaded teams. And then when they get to the NFL, you look at them and go, oh.
That was definitely their program, not
them. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Tua Tagovailoa is the high end of all of the peak Georgia, Alabama guys. He's the high end. And we're all sitting here going, hey, he doesn't really elevate his team all that much, does he? That's the high end. Then you're looking at guys like Mac Jones. And then you get to other Bills backup quarterbacks, A.J. McCarron.
I still can't believe he was a Bill. It still counted.
Jalen Hurts might be the high end there, but I mean, he ultimately went to Oklahoma, and that's really what unlocked like his passing ability. But even then, I mean, will we all sit here and say like he's like a truly elite quarterback? No, he's had elite moments. The Super Bowl against Kansas City, I thought he was wonderful. But in terms of, you know, building a franchise around him, I don't know if I'm there yet. It's funny enough, kind of the same with him, Carson Wentz, when the Eagles are so interesting. But also, I just really quick looked up Sam Darnold in that 2021 season, those first four games. Completely forgot, 3-1. He threw 300 yards three times. Should have thrown it for four, and he was really good. They went 3-1 in that run. He looked really good. That period of time is just not in my head anymore.
Like I said, I distinctly remember I was visiting, me and my girlfriend were visiting her brother in Rhode Island. We were sitting in a bar in Rhode Island. I was watching Sam Darnold absolutely deal it in the first week of the season. And I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest pick ever. I just won the draft. I just won the fantasy
season. I just won the draft in the seventh round.
And then 5 weeks later, it's, oh, darn it. I don't have a quarterback now.
Got to be humbled. Yeah. Got to be humbled. It's the key, Josh. Got to stay humble. Humble and kind.
We're into that season two where we're going to learn how to do that.
I got to, real quick on fantasy, I have got to actually, in the main league that me and my dad are in, we've been in it for like 5 years and we kind of run a team together. this is going to be the first time I'm not going to be able to be at the draft because it's a Monday night at like 7. And I'm like, guys, this is collusion. This is what it is. This is terrible. I hope some of them are listening. It's disrespectful. So I'm going to be I'm gonna be texting in like picks. Like to my dad, who's going to be sitting at the draft going, these guys are up. I'm going to be trying my hardest here while running a show. I can't wait. I think it's like the 25th.
Guys should do the draft live on the show.
I'd be willing to do it.
Do it.
Why just not? Just throw it out to people. It's like, we got these three players up. Who do we want to take? And just see the responses.
I was just saying, have everyone call in. Do like a giant conference call.
I don't love conference calls, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a personal thing for me, but I don't like conference calls at all.
I think if you put out, here's the best three available guys, who do we go for? I bet you do pretty good.
Might be interesting. We'll see how I'm feeling. The community draft. I do. That is one thing, though, I love about fantasy football. I'm not the biggest fantasy football player. I do love, though, just getting together for a live draft.
Live drafts are so much better than over the phone. Just like sitting at home on your own phone or on your own laptop or whatever.
You're hanging out with your buddies, having a few adult beverages. You get dinner.
Oh, you get pizza and wings. And have a good time.
It's so much fun. Does it go on way too long? 100%.
Yeah.
Should the draft take 6 hours? No, we are not in the professional football league.
But what happens is you sit there and you draft someone and then you all start talking about that player. Yep. And then it's just like, oh man, that's great. Okay, next pick.
With that being said, though, when it is your turn, do not then start thinking about your pick.
Don't. No, have it in mind. Have a few options in mind before you pick.
Oh, that is the thing. In any live draft I do, and I do a few of them, but there's always one player that like every time their pick comes up, they're like, oh, I'm up. Oh, well, who's available? And you're like, no, we're going to be here for 25 minutes.
To be fair, when you get into the later rounds, that's kind of okay because then it's like, all right, well, I kind of lost interest after the sixth round.
I might know the rookie in Middle Tennessee State. You may not. I understand.
But it's also fine. The feeling of when you get to the later rounds and someone's available and no one remembers. Like happened a few years ago when DeAndre Hopkins was first like coming back onto the scene and my buddy was just like sitting there like doing like the knee shake thing. And I'm like, you good? And he's like, yep, I'm good. He's like sweating it out for like three picks. He's like, yeah, I'm good. And then all of a sudden he just springs up, DeAndre Hopkins, and everyone's like, oh.
Never let him see you sweat, but I understand that feeling.
Yeah, no, everyone's like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that guy. Where did that come from? Like, and he was a big producer that year, so.
Worked out well.
It's a good feeling when that happens, but it's a terrible feeling when you're on the other end of it.
Yeah, it is. It's the worst. Because
then you sit there and you're like, man, I feel so stupid. I drafted this guy, and I'm probably going to cut him after week 1.
Got a more conviction than that. That's the key.
Yeah.
Even when like they're bad after like week 3 or 4, be like, nah, the turnaround's coming. Coach just hasn't found it out yet. I found it out first. Coach hasn't yet. 803-0550 is the number to call. Kind of the question of the day. While yes, it is preseason, what do you need to see in game 2 to feel a little bit better going into the year? Also, if you want to jump in on the backup quarterback conversation, we got a few tweets we'll hit up on the other side. Also, of course, taking your calls. Again, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.